And now for something very, very wrong. The Phil Hendry Show.
With us is Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And I know that, Jay, Project Safe Street, has been gearing up for the last week. Thanks for joining us and talking to us about it.
It's always a pleasure, Phil. Thank you.
Project Safe Street, as I mentioned, has been gearing up. And this is, first of all, this time of year is good because there's a lot of pedestrians out, right?
That is correct, Phil. The weather's warming up around the country. There's going to be a lot of people out on the streets. We're going to be engaging citizens in Project Safe Street. We want people to know how to deal with any situation having to do with a random street crime. If and when they are accosted by an individual who's intent on some form of robbery or assault, we are going to be there to try and give them some ideas to what to expect and to how to deal with that situation.
All right, now who came up with the program again?
This is with the assistance of Director of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Major Elvis Newton. We worked up a program that is probably more effective, I think, than anything the police have been able to create up to this point. And
now, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, you're essentially a volunteer group without any real police power, is that correct?
Well, Phil, I think you need to read your constitution because we do have the right to citizen's arrest. We are also fully uniformed. We are identified with a blue armband. We wear a pit-style helmet. That lets people know that we are auxiliary police officers on assignment. And we will be on assignment with Project Safe Street.
All right, let's talk about Project Safe Street and how this will be implemented. What happens? Who is targeted? What are people going to learn from this?
Well, we will have groups of sub-commanders in the area and around theater, restaurants, and so forth, mostly in the major mall areas. When our officers see a couple, and whether that's a man or a woman, or it could be two men, two women, what have you, whether they are near people or not, it doesn't matter because still a lot of robberies, a lot of assaults, and so forth take place now. Near people. I mean, the average criminal has become so much more bold. The average thug has become so much more bold. We have to get people prepared for any eventuality.
So you approach people on the street, correct?
Our sub-commanders do, yes.
Okay, if there are a couple of people walking anywhere around these theaters and restaurants.
That is right. And we will approach in a non-identification mode. And we want people to know that we will, which means we are not identifying ourselves as auxiliary police officers, even though we are in uniform. And there are three paradigm programs, Phil, that the average person might face. And those three paradigm programs we work up are robbery, assault, with no intention of robbery, just an assault situation, and God forbid, I think the worst possible situation for anybody is rape.
And so you approach people in one of these three attitudes, is that right?
That is correct. And I'll give you an example. If we approach in a robbery attitude, we walk up to the couple, we produce a simulated weapon. Now, this is generally a hand-style, prop-style gun. Most of these have the orange tip on the barrel, so you know it's not a real gun. We have taped that over, but we remove the tape after the demonstration is over with.
Now, do people know that this is a demonstration?
Initially, no, because the purpose is to give people a sense and really the feeling of and the experience of going through this. And this is something that the police don't dare try because they're afraid of, I think they're probably afraid of getting complaints from all these liberal politicians. But in our case, our purpose is to save lives. And we've got to save lives by giving people that initial experience.
All right, so you approach people in this robbery attitude. You have this prop-style gun.
That is correct. One of the officers will swing around behind one of the individuals. They will then commence to pin or secure that individual's arms behind them. The officer who is holding the prop weapon will then explain that this is a robbery and to hand over their wallets and so forth. Now, once that has been done, we then take it a step higher. Again, to give the individual an expectation of what can happen in real robbery. And inform both. We inform both of the individuals at that point that we intend, at that time, to shoot them.
Jesus.
Again, Phil, what our purpose is to create a robber reality here, and to create the reality, we have to do that.
God, you tell them that they're going to be shot.
That is correct. We inform them to get on their knees. We then walk around behind them as if they are going to be shot execution style. We will pull the trigger so that the hammer can be heard clicking, and then we give it a couple of beats, and then we inform them this has been a demonstration.
Good God, you got to give people a heart attack, though.
Well, I can tell you, we haven't given anybody a heart attack yet. What we have found are people, after their initial shock, are grateful for the experience. We give them some brochures, give them information on how to walk safely in the streets, give them a tip of the pith helmet, and they're on their way. But this is the only way that we've found. If you know a better way of how to prepare people for crime.
Well, now, if I could bring up, Jay, an incident last year. You were on our program. You were talking about the simulation of home invasion and rape, where officers were, you had the officers, going through this to the point where they were beginning to remove their clothes.
That is correct, and that is one of our programs that I think has prepared law women for what can be.
But the complaints, and the other thing is, you kind of run afoul of the police sometimes, don't you, when you're implementing a program as radical as this?
Well, again, Phil, the police have not been able to do anything to stop this kind of thing. Auxiliary police officers all over the country. When we get off of work, whether we're salesmen or whether we're, in my case, I work security for a utility company, and we go home and we get in, put on our pith helmet, we get into our cruise vehicle. We're serious about helping our neighborhood, and it's the only way that.
All right, so you're approaching people, pinning their arms, getting their wallets, purses, getting them on their knees, walking around behind them, as if you're going to shoot them execution style. You inform them they're going to be shot. You click the hammer on the gun.
That is correct, yes.
And then you tell them this has been a demonstration where the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And you haven't had anybody have a heart attack or get angry.
Well, you get a few people get a little, you get amused. You get a few people get a little hot under the collar. But what happens, Phil, as I said, after we calm them down, and we have methods, ways in which to talk to people, just kind of calm them down. And then we tell them we're Citizens Auxiliary Police. We hand them some brochures. And we've had most people shake our hand and thank us.
Jay Sanis is with me from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And our number tonight here, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You listen to the Phil Henry Show. Jay is at... You're at a substation of sorts, right?
That's correct. We have a radio that we monitor on this part, utilizing any one of different substation locales. Yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 on Project Safe Street.
We don't call it an operation per se. When we go out into the street, when we begin this interdiction, that is the operation. But the overall program is a project.
All right, we heard the robbery. And you mentioned there are three paradigms. One of them is also rape. Now, this goes back to what your organization did last year.
This is much different, Phil. This is involving our SIP commanders who are simulating or creating a reality as an attempted rape out in public as opposed to a home invasion, which was what we simulated last year. And this is a very traumatic and yet very educational and very valuable experience for a young lady. If we do identify young ladies walking by herself or two young ladies walking by themselves, and in some cases, and you can get people joking about this, but it's not a joke, men can be assaulted this way too, Phil. We then approach in a rape attitude, or what we call a rape paradigm. We will go up to the individual. Again, the initial stages are the same, where the young lady's arms are pinned behind her, and then at that time, if she's wearing pants, we begin to undo her pants. And again, a lot of people say, well, this is how you get your kicks. No, this is not how we get our kicks. This is how we try to inform them of what can happen.
And boy, you can get into a lawsuit with that.
Well, no, you can't, because we don't remove any clothing. But we do is unbuckle, for instance, pants. We undo the first button and begin to pull the zipper down, and then that's it.
And if she's wearing a dress?
Well, it's the same situation. If she's wearing a dress, what we do is we reach up under the dress and begin to roll the pantyhose down, but only two rolls, and then we stop. And
is she then informed at that point that...
No, what we do then is we will say we want to take you into a more secluded area. And we say we're both going to rape you. And we then try to, find an alley. If there's no alley, we'll take her over to the subcommander van and put her in the back, close the doors, and begin to drive away. At that point, then we tell her, you know, this has been a Project Safe Street simulated rape scene. And
good God, we got to scare somebody half to death. You got to put a woman in the car. And
well, again, Phil, there's nothing going on. There has been an attempted assault. There has not been any attempt to take her further than maybe 20 feet away from where her car was. But as we're driving away, you see the panic. The woman knows what's going on. At that time, then we say, this has been a Citizens Auxiliary Police simulated rape program, and we'd like to give you some brochures. And
was there a girl by the name of Carol Dunlap who was interdicted in this manner a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, that's correct. What happened with Ms. Dunlap, I think, was overstated.
Well, apparently she said she was dropped off after you guys drove 20 feet, but she said her blouse was unbuttoned and her dress was falling down, and there were witnesses who said that she'd gotten out of the van looking disheveled and pulling her pants up.
No, that's... what happened in that situation is one of the buttons popped on her pants, and I didn't know it until afterwards. I looked in the rearview mirror, and I could see that she was attempting to pull her pants up. And I said to Subcommander Waldorf, and he it for me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Hendry Show. I got to tell you, Jay, that this is a program that, however well it prepares people for the real thing, has got to scare them half to death.
Phil, let me ask you, and I'll ask your listeners the same question. The United States military does a similar activity when it comes to preparing soldiers for a prisoner of war camp, for instance. The U.S. military also does similar activity when it comes to preparing soldiers for survival in the bush, as they say, or survival when you're separated from the unit. The military has been doing this kind of simulated activity for decades. The Citizens Auxiliary Police has simply taken a military method of preparing the citizen for what could very well be a moment that could end their lives and try to give them a chance to survive it. And
all right, but picking a woman up and unbuttoning her pants and carrying her away and telling and informing her she's going to be raped, again, you're going to scare her half to death.
But do you know of a better way to get a woman acquainted with the brutal, brutal reality of what that could all be, which is rape on account of a guy wanting to, do that? So that's the thing that, and again, I don't know of anything in my experience, my 15 years law enforcement experience, prepares a citizen for the real thing.
All right, Jay Santos joins us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. It is Project Safe Street, ongoing now. Citizens Auxiliary Police officers simulate robbery, rape, and assault on citizens who are unaware that these guys are volunteer police officers until which time they inform them. But sometimes the simulation goes on to, in the case of the robbery, people are forced down onto their knees, and the prop pistol, the hammer is clicked. The trigger is pulled, and the hammer is clicked. At that time, then they are told that it's a simulation. In the case of the rape, women have their buttons undone and their pantyhose rolled down, and then, after being taken 20 feet in a truck, told that it's a simulation. Jay says that, yeah, people get angry, but then after they're told what it's about, they wind up grateful. They take the brochures and a little bit more educated. I personally don't know whether it's anything worth putting people through. I'm sure we should be prepared, but there's got to be better ways. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. It's not news. It's the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Back here with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on the Project Safe Street, which the Citizens Auxiliary Police have undertaken over the last week. In it, they approach individuals and simulate one of three what you call paradigm programs, right, Jay?
That's correct, Phil. We call it paradigm program because it's really not, it's a simulation, but we do try to utilize a paradigm and standard robbery assault rate. And in so doing, individuals are then informed and prepared for the eventuality of a crime being committed against them, whether it be robbery, assault.
What is the program for assault?
With assault, a little easier. You walk up the individual and basically inform them that they had offended you at some period, and most of the time they don't remember how, when, or what. And you just tell them that it can be anything. You say that, well, you called my wife a dirty name, you call me a, you know, you call me a fag, or you know, whatever language of the street, pardon my language.
All right.
But whatever language of the street. And then you inform them at that time that you are about to, you know, to use the parlance, kick their ass or whatever. At that time, they are informed that they're about to have their ass kicked. And then we make as if we're going to strike the individual, and that can happen in any one three ways. In one scenario, one of the auxiliary police officers go around behind the person, so that person turns to see what he's doing, and then you make as if you're going to throw a pretty good punch. When that person goes to block the punch, and the person behind goes to as if he's going to throw a punch, and then he'll go to block that punch. So we never really make contact. And
yeah, because if you hit the person, you'd be breaking the law, wouldn't you?
Well, the jury's out on that. I think there's a couple of scenarios on that. I could probably, as a volunteer police officer trying to protect my community from, and of course there's a state of national emergency right now with 9/11, I probably could get away with hitting the person and then telling, you know, if this individual wanted to bring a civil action, telling the court that it was my understanding that, you know, this person was going to assault me or whatever. I don't really want to get into that, but the point is, we'll pretend as if we're going to hit this guy, but we never really do. And then we'll tell him, well, this has been our assault paradigm.
So you say you've had a lot of people get angry, but they walk away generally satisfied after you give them the brochure.
That is correct.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on simulating, but never going through the act of raping, assaulting, or robbing people to help them be better prepared for the real thing. 1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Hendry Show. Greg, go ahead.
Yeah, in a situation, when you come up and you do this, what if this person is armed? I'm a private investigator. I carry a gun. My investigators carry guns. If you come up, you go to assault me, or you go to assault myself and someone else.
We're able to maneuver.
We see a gun.
We're able to maneuver in such a way so as to disarm anybody who has a weapon of that sort.
And you're willing to take a chance. You're willing to take a chance of somebody pulling a gun out and shooting you.
Well, first of all, we have a weapon as well. You don't know it's a prop, but it's a prop weapon. And if I bring that gun up and put it in, you know, press it against one of your eyeballs, it's very unlikely you're going to be reaching for your gun.
Well, I understand that. And you say, well, you walk up in front and this person walks up behind. Again, I was in the military. I also was an auxiliary police officer. I'm firearms trained. If I see somebody reaching into a belt and I even see a gun coming out, I'm going to be pulling mine out as well.
Well, you're never going to.
So, I look in a situation like this. I understand what you're trying to do.
You say you're an auxiliary police officer?
I was a reserve officer for 5 years.
A reserve police officer? We do it in such a way, so we have what we call 3 to 5 different, we call them the dance step. We have 5 dance steps.
What does that mean, dance steps?
They're just different ways of shuffling, moving our feet as if a boxer might move his feet, and it befuddles the individual. So you'd be, Greg, to answer your question, you'd be fairly befuddled.
And well, I'm glad you're confident about these things, but I've been in enough situations, and I'm sure you have too.
Right.
That as predictable as you want to make this seem, it's very unpredictable. If you go into a rape, we carry tasers as well.
Right.
I mean, in a situation, if I see you
doing this to somebody else. What kind of private investigation do you do to carry all your weapon? Most of you guys, I thought, just scoping out motels to see if some guy's having a girl, you know.
1-800-449-8686.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Project Safe Street underway over the last week. Officers of the auxiliary police will walk up to individuals in malls, anywhere where there are a lot of people, where there is heavily trafficked with people, especially with this warm weather, and simulate robberies or attempted rapes. And this, you know, Mr. Santos, this comes down to restraining people's arms, forcing them to their knees.
Well, we don't force anyone to their knees. We tell them to get on their knees, and at that time, we will pretend as if it's going to be an execution-style shooting. Now, look, I'll tell you, it's radical.
I would say it's radical. I mean, when you're simulating a rape, you walk up to a woman and unbutton her the button on her pants or a blouse or whatever. You know, this is getting darn close to someone having a heart attack.
Now, Phil, no one's going to have a heart attack because we, first of all, we're only approaching young people or people who are in good health because there's very, very little need to worry about some old, you know, I'm not going to walk up to an old lady and, okay, well, it's time to rape you. You know, we're not going to do that. It's not very likely. It's not very likely at all. And
I mean, you know, I want to ask you, did you ever hear the Boston Strangler?
Of course I have, yeah.
You know that most of the women that he raped, all the women the Boston Strangler raped were of all ages. There was an 85-year-old woman, there were young women.
Well, we're not talking about the Boston Strangler here. That guy was, yeah, that guy's going to go down in history. He was one of a kind. I mean, he was, you know, they made a movie about him. We're talking about the average everyday rapist. Some old bag, you know, not old bag, you know, old lady, I don't mean old bag, but from his point of view, it's some old bag. So we're not going to go up to an old bag or, not a, you know, an old lady and do that. So, you know, there's no likelihood of them having a heart attack. Now, the other thing about unbuttoning a button or rolling her pantyhose down, you know, we're not taking it, the pantyhose are not getting rolled down over her butt. So you're not going to, we're not seeing anything, if that's what people are asking. What we're doing is, you know, because I'm anticipating...
I'm telling you right now that that is going to be something you're going to face some legal action over. Unbuttoning someone's button? Rolling pantyhose down?
We roll them down two turns of the pant. We do not in any way... And plus, we do get consent.
And how do you get consent?
Because what we're saying to people is, you understand that this is a rape. And they'll say yes. Okay. Technically, I can say, well, that's consent to the...
No, it's not. I mean, that's under duress.
Phil, you got to read your constitution, I'll tell you. Because I have citizen's arrest, you know, procedures, and I'm allowed.
All right, 1-800... I don't know that it says that in the constitution. 1-800-449-8686. Jim, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Phil, thanks. This is for me. Listen, I've seen you on Teachers, great, but I didn't know you had...
1-800-449-8686. We're going to be talking with Jay Santos about this Project Safe Street. And do you have these brochures? What do these brochures say?
Well, the brochures say things, for instance, about, you know, how if a person comes up to you and is going to rape you, that what you've just experienced is definitely a what's going to happen, just like that, see? And so I think that there's an awful lot that can be done. And I'll tell you one other thing that proves that what we're doing is legal, Phil. And there's not one police officer that is called in to say I'm wrong. You know why? Because they know that they've blown it when it comes to protecting ladies against rape and assault, and they don't have any ideas that are better.
All right, we're going to come back with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police here as we talk about this unbelievable program, Project Safe Street. You walk up to people, say, this is a robbery. Do you understand that? Yes. That means you got their consent. And then after simulating this robbery, they force them to their knees and pretend as if they're going to be shot execution style. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos here on The Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
We just want to take a peek over the shoulder of the police. That's all. Just a little peek. Kind of a peekaboo.
We're talking about Project Safe Street, and let's go to a caller now. Betty, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, first of all, there's no way that I would allow, even if you told me this is the
right
way to understand, that I would actually understand that. And if you ever touched me or put me in a car against my will, that...
Ma'am, are you telling me that the act
you.
Of trying to prepare you for an armed
assault,
you would find that a crime?
I understand what you're saying, but you know what?
A real rape They won't stop at rolling the pantyhose down two rolls.
I totally understand that, but you know what? I'm scared to death of getting burned in a building, and I don't need to stand next to the heat to get scared to death about how to prepare myself for being in a fire.
Well, you've seen a fire, but have you ever seen someone, you know, had their pantyhose all peeled down and pinned up in an alley? I don't think so.
I am telling you right now, you are the perfect example of why our lawmakers need to stop people like you.
Man, we have crime running amok. We've got crime running amok.
I agree.
No one has an answer as to how to do it. We don't hurt anybody.
Oh, yes, you do. But if you scared me to death like that,
well, ma'am,
you are hurting me.
In the world of men, we call other men who have your attitude kind of, well, maybe I shouldn't say it, but kind of pussed out, you know. Because,
oh, no.
What do you mean?
No.
Well, because
I'm
she's all
tough,
afraid.
I'm a tough broad.
She's afraid of me. She's afraid of the make-believe thing.
I'm telling
how
you
good
what,
is she going to be?
You come near me and I'd punch you.
Oh,
and then I'd
you'd
sue
punch
you.
Me?
I'd punch you.
Would you put me in the kneecap?
Listen, if somebody's trying to rape me, you think I'm just going to stand there and take it?
Ma'am, if you've never experienced it, if you've never experienced it, I don't know what you think you'd be capable of doing against an individual who is much more powerful than you and is intent on, you know, peeling it down.
And what do you mean peeling it down?
I would ever agree to have a group like you.
Ma'am. I'm just saying,
scare me to death about being raped.
Some of these guys out there, like the Boston Strangler Mr. Henry talked about, or some of these other weirdos, I mean, you're going to be walking around with your underwear around your ankles before you know what happened.
I don't care. I'm just said.
You don't care. You're the first woman. You're the first woman I've ever talked to who doesn't care about walking around with her underwear, shuffling around with her underwear around.
Your group ever comes near somebody like me?
Jay, what the lady's saying here is that there is. Well, I'm not sure, but I guess she just doesn't want to be assaulted in any way, shape, or form.
We're not assaulting her. We're not assaulting her.
Yes, you are.
Ma'am, can I remind you that I have a gun pointed at your head while this is going on? Now, gotcha. Now you're going to fight back? Yeah, sure.
Listen,
it's not a real gun, right?
No, it's not a real gun. She didn't know that.
It's not. It's a play gun. I'm telling you,
Betty, these kinds
of tactics do not work.
Big talk.
And this is exactly what our lawmakers need to stop.
Betty, you're talking real big. You talk the talk and you walk the walk.
Yeah, absolutely. I can walk the walk.
I don't think so.
Can
I don't think you've ever experienced anything like this.
Let me tell you what. I'll make sure we start the bill.
Excuse me, you're a woman. So number one, a guy come up to you who's bigger and stronger, you're going to be shuffling around with your panties around your ankles before you can say lickety split.
You think all women are wimps?
Ma'am, a much more powerful serial rapist who is a psychopath. Believe me, he's
going to
have your panties shoved in your mouth before you can say lickety split.
I think have a problem.
What problem have I got trying to protect people? What problem have I got trying to protect people?
Educating people instead of scaring the living daylights out of them.
What is the whole thing?
Wait a minute, you just said you can walk the walk. Now you got the daylight scared out of you? Which is it? Can you talk? You talk the talk and you walk the walk?
If the daylight has been scared out of me, I'm fighting back.
Right. Okay. Well,
gun to my head or not, you can go ahead and shoot me, but I'm fighting back.
That's a good attitude to have, Betty. You need to have some kind of a weapon. I suggest you have your keys between your knuckles. You know, the keys sticking out between your knuckles?
Yes, I do that.
And you stick that right into the guy's eye.
Put it in the guy's eye? You kidding me? What woman's going to do that? Miss Henry, please leave this to professionals.
That's the best thing to do if you're a woman. Take your key, jam it in the guy's eye.
You're supposed to grab him by his testicles.
That's only going to get him mad. I've seen guys get grabbed by their testicles, beat the crap out of the guy that did it.
Well, that's two guys.
Well, what, he's not going to beat up a woman that does it?
Phil, women go to the self-defense classes all the time, and we are taught to carry ourselves. You're absolutely right.
Can I ask you a question, ma'am? Do you wear pantyhose?
A whole lot bigger.
Do you wear pantyhose?
How to take them down.
Ma'am, do you wear pantyhose?
That's none of your business.
It's none of my business.
If you come within 6 inches of me,
I guarantee
and try to undo a button or
any part of my body,
I'm punching.
Look, I'm going to find out sooner or later whether you wear pantyhose. You might as well tell me now. Because
what is that supposed to mean?
If she is in our simulation project area. And I'm saying that if she takes this attitude with a real rapist, he's going to have her pantyhose stuffed in her mouth with duct tape over them.
Part of my pantyhose, and not only will I go down kicking and screaming, but if you then tell me it's a simulation, I'm taking you to court faster than you can imagine.
Well, ma'am,
what happens if a woman starts to fight back? I mean, this is a very good question, Jay.
Women, like I say, Phil, women talk the talk, they can't walk the walk. Now,
really?
If you've got their pantyhose off, shoved in their mouth, and duct tape over them,
you're a sick
man.
What are you talking about?
What real rapists do, ma'am? I'm sick. That's what happens in the real world.
You're a sick man.
Well, you can say it all you want, but the fact is, the real world is the real world.
And I don't even believe that you have.
If you give me a fight, I could use your G-string as dental floss. Okay, can I get right down to it?
Boy, you're getting real personal and really dumb sounding now, Jay.
In what way, Mr. Henry? When we have millions of women, billions and billions of them, getting assaulted this way every day.
I know, and we can go to classes. We can be participants with our police.
There's no better way to learn.
And we learn self-defense.
There's no better way to learn than
in practice. We learn self-defense. We don't need idiots like you simulating and touching us.
As I said at the beginning of the program, ma'am, the military uses simulation for prisoner of war experience. The military uses simulation for being a survival in the wild.
This
is
comparing what you do to the military.
A woman like you, you talk a lot. How are you going to feel when you're not able to talk, when there's duct tape and panties shoved in your face?
Will you come on with that, Mr. Santos, please? it's tasteless.
No, I'm wondering, will this woman be motor mouth in the way she is? As a guy wads up her G-string, crams that in her mouth, her pantyhose.
Listen to how sick
her
you're
socks.
Sounding, Jay.
How is this sick? This comes from police files.
Jay,
this happens.
Jay, I'm going to tell you, because of this, and I don't come from the part of the town that listens to this show. I don't get this show where I live. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be the first to start to get legislation to stop this sick stuff that you're doing.
So there's Betty out there stopping people from being protected while the rapists have a field day.
Betty,
you're going to, the rapists out there tonight are listening to you and saying it's on.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. They're popping the cork out of the champagne ball.
See, you don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't?
You don't.
Well, you have proven that you got a big mouth, but it can be closed pretty fast. It's called wadding up pantyhose and duct tape. Thank you.
All right, okay.
I'm done.
All right, Betty, I apologize.
So there's no need to apologize when I'm trying to save lives, and this lady's on here. She talks the talk, but she can't walk a walk.
All right, Betty, thank you for your call.
Betty. Well, I proved right there. See, there's another thing. The lady's name indicates a certain age. There's no woman, as my son would say, and a lot of his friends, would say something like, she's real slamming, she's a piece of ass, or this kind of deal. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be crude, but there's no slamming piece of you-know-what named Betty. Because any woman named Betty is at least over the age of 50. And
I just told you about these psychopathic rapists. It doesn't matter how old a woman is.
Phil, you told me about one guy, Boston Strangler. Okay, the Boston Strangler is a guy who is famous, and
it doesn't matter if they're famous or not, man. They're all the same sick creep. I mean,
you really need to read your constitution.
1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with more phone calls here. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Operation Safe Street. He'll have you shuffling around with your panties around your ankles. We'll be right back in the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Now I'm a fag and I'm going to have my skull sexed. Anything else, gentlemen?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We got Troy on the line here who's going to talk to you. Jay Santos is with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Now, Troy, my screener tells me you're a police officer?
That's correct.
Don't tell me the city. Which state do you work in?
In California.
All right, go ahead with your comment.
I'll tell you something that my grandmother used to say. If you let somebody talk long enough, they'll tell on themselves. And basically, what I've broken down from what you've said is that you're a misogynist, number one. Number two, let's break down your scenario.
You brandish
a firearm, which is a crime.
A what?
You brandish a firearm.
It's not a firearm,
a
it's a toy.
It doesn't matter. If I presume that that is a firearm,
wait a minute,
and you brandish it,
if it's got
it
the orange, wait, what if it's got the orange barrel?
If it's got an orange barrel, which you said you covered with tape.
That's right. You said you put masking tape over it.
But I take it off.
You take it off after your simulation is what you said. Rewind the tape and listen to the lies that you're telling.
By the time you guys respond, the tape's off.
Okay.
Oh, that's really...
Now, let's see.
By the time the radio cop gets there,
Jay,
the woman's already been given her brochure.
Let's continue with your scenario. You brandish a firearm and then threaten somebody with rape, okay? Then you physically put your hands on them, which is a battery, okay? Let's continue. Then you take them in a car and remove them from the scene, whether it be 20 feet or 2 inches.
Too bad it doesn't happen in front of you, huh?
Kidnapping.
You know what?
Kidnap them.
The only problem is by the time you guys get there, it's all done, and it's only her word against mine.
Okay. Well, let's see. Now let's continue.
All the stuff I'm telling you, you're never going to see because you guys, you are halfway out of the donut shop, and she's got the brochure.
Let's do this.
All right.
Let's do this.
All right.
Let's continue with the crimes that you've committed. Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
Now,
Phil Hendry Show 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for real?